I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Jewish Theater of Bloomington presents Leipzig by Wendy Graf in honor of Holocaust Remembrance Day, with performances Thursday the 15th, Saturday the 17th, and then Sunday afternoon there's a matinee. The director for the production will be the original director, Deborah Levine, and she's our guest. Deborah, thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.
We're delighted that you'll be coming to Bloomington, and actually so will Wendy Graf. Wendy will be doing a talk back about the show on opening night. Deborah, Leipzig explores really a topic that's been in the news, a Catholic family that discovers that, in fact, during the Holocaust, people assumed a Catholic religion in order to protect the family. It's sometimes called the impact of the second generation.
Yes, absolutely. There are endless stories about what was in essence an attempt to save people, but that once the war was over and as lives began to progress, these secrets came back and haunted and impacted both the survivors' lives and the families of the survivors, the second generation, and now we're moving into third and subsequent generations as well. They're fascinating, deeply troubling, and also very hopeful stories.
Leipzig does talk about memory loss and dramatizes it through Alzheimer's.
Yes, exactly. It's obviously a contemporary issue, something that many of us are wrestling with right now with our parents or friends. And it's a good metaphor for that layer, that patina of the secret, you know, what we say we know and then what do we really know. And as the truth unfolds, whether it's out of desire to tell the truth or whether it's because of a physical condition such as Alzheimer's, the truth will out. And when the truth comes out, it's a very freeing moment.
Deborah, the production in Bloomington is being described as a choreographed staged reading. Can you shed a little light on that?
Yes. We will not have time to physicalize the production as specifically as perhaps we would like, but we will have time to discover these characters and put them in space. How much movement I'll have to discover when we're in rehearsal, but I'm going to work with the set designer. We will have a minimal set. It will allow us to move into different spaces because this play transcends different times and overlaps in time. We want to have different locations where the actors can be that denote a particular place or a particular time. Actors will have their books in hand, but I have a good feeling that by the time we get to Thursday, they'll have a really strong sense of what they're saying, why they're saying it, and who they are.
Deborah, so topics like the Holocaust, like forgotten memories, Alzheimer's, seem a bit grim. At the same time, you spoke of this as a situation in which knowledge, the truth, if you will, is a liberating and a very positive part of the experience.
Absolutely. One of the things Leipzig will do is demonstrate how much stress lies put into relationships and how it corrupts our ability to really have sincere and open relationships. If your relationship is crafted on a lie or on a facade, it's impossible to have any kind of true intimacy or real joy in your life. And what this play does, what I hope it will do, and I know it did in Los Angeles, it allowed the audience a catharsis of recognizing in ourselves, if we are just straightforward, it allows for so much more opening and joy and love. And so I do think Leipzig, although it is talking, if we're just the blurb, the log line, it sounds very grim, Alzheimer's, Holocaust, etc., it's actually quite an uplifting, beautiful piece.
We've been talking with Deborah Levine, the director of the original production of Leipzig by Wendy Graf. She'll be coming to Bloomington to direct the Jewish Theater of Bloomington in their production. It opens Thursday, April 15th, plays Saturday night, the 17th, and then there's a matinee on Sunday, the 18th at 2 in the Bloomington Playwrights Project space. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.